All right then, BBN. Got to have your reaction to that. Mark Pope shot out of a cannon. Need your reaction to that. How you feeling about what you just heard? How you feeling about the future? 1-800-636-8686. If that's not your topic, I've got plenty of other things. We have the first round of the NBA playoffs. They're underway. Not off to a very good start. We talked about that. We'll talk more about that. You hit me up right now. If you're more comfortable finding me on the X platform, go ahead and do so at Jim Rome. And yes, we are going to stream this program. We are working on that. We are making major progress. We are close. I'm not going to give you the launch date just yet. We are working feverishly every single day and getting closer and closer and closer. And we are building this thing. It is happening. So keep that in mind. I want you to be ready. Just keep getting ready. I said this earlier. When somebody called up and brought me down, I said, you should actually be mirroring the host. You should be doing what I'm doing. I'm getting myself ready mentally, physically, the whole thing for the launch. You also, clones, should be getting ready for the launch because you're going to have a much bigger audience than you had before.
It's happening, you guys. It's happening.
It is happening, you guys. It is happening. So work your game. Tighten your game up. Sharpen up. Be ready. Like, as an example, V made one of his best calls ever. He knows there's a big-ass stage coming. If you just want to kind of lay out and hit me up with an email, I'll still read that, rome@haveatake.com. All right, so new topic, new hour, new topic. This has always been a big Mike McDaniel house. Like, I dig this dude for a number of reasons. And it's not just because I think the guy's hilarious. He is. It's not just because I think the guy's a little weird. He is. And in this case, weird is good. In a lot of cases, weird is good. Sometimes weird is just weird. Other times, weird is just whack. But in a lot of cases, weird is good. His case especially. It's not just because Mike McD is different and kind of odd and kind of peculiar and kind of eccentric and unlike any other NFL head coach. Again, all positives. It's not just because this guy actually partied his way out of the league before having to start over, pretty much hit rock bottom, but rebuilt himself and came all the way back. Something else I respect about him. So it's not any one of those things. It's actually all of those things. And then there's even more to it than that. I feel like because he's such a unique personality, what's getting lost in all of this is the main thing. And to me, the main thing is, this dude's a pretty damn good coach. And that's the reason why all those other things work. If he sucked and then he didn't win, then being quirky and peculiar and constantly cracking weird jokes would be whack and it wouldn't work. You know, the fact that he's been an effective head coach is the reason why he can go out in those capri sweatpants and actually break out a vape pen on the sideline and work some of those goofy press conferences.
Father
they
Time's
work.
Dick, you know, really, really, really not a nice guy.
Stuff like that works because he's a good coach and they win. But I think all these things also play into a Mike McD misconception or misperception. Like, people think that he's kind of, I don't know, soft or a guy that you can kind of get over on, like he's some sort of pushover, but he's not. You know, like, he's Ivy League, and he is that. He's funny. He's kind of peculiar. You look at him, he's not exactly physically imposing. He'll be the first one to tell you that. It feels like people think that because of all those things, like he's this kind of quirky, not overly imposing dude physically, that he doesn't command or demand respect. And that it maybe doesn't play like that in the locker room. Well, come to find out, that's not true. Not that we needed evidence, but now we have it. If you don't believe it, check in with his biggest star, Tyreek Hill. Because the Cheetah told this amazing story, and it's an amazing story, on the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast. He told this story about how Mike McD checked him hard after the playoff loss to KC. Check this story out.
A lot of guys aren't used to that. A lot of guys aren't used to sitting inside of a meeting room being the best player on their team their whole entire life, and then a coach saying, bro, you f- suck this f- play,
you
bro.
You ever had somebody say that to you?
Oh, yeah, this year, Miami Dolphins. You
what
know what
happened?
I'm saying? Like, the player against Snead, the player, the Chiefs, everybody see this player against the Chiefs with one f- him into the flow? He called me out. He like, Reek, bro, you supposed to be the f- best player in the f- league, and you got this guy putting hands all over you like that. It's for, man, we pay you all this money for what? And for me, I love shit like that because I'm going to take that to heart and I'm gonna get better from it. That'll never happen again to me in my life, man. You feel me?
That's an incredible soundbite. I'm not sure I've ever heard so many F-bombs around little kids.
You feel me?
I'm not ever offended by profanity. I'm not saying I condone it. I'm not saying that it's the best thing ever. I understand where if you find it offensive, I totally get that. But even I have to do a double take on, man, that's an awful lot of F-bombs around a lot of five-year-olds or less. But Reek was feeling it because he was telling this great story.
Bro, you suck this
play. You ever had somebody say that?
Oh, yeah, this year, Miami Dolphins. You know what I'm saying?
Check out Coach Nerd. Look at this guy go. What a line that is. We pay you all this money for what? I mean, it's the thing that every single coach wants to say at some point to their star and their best players, but often don't because they need the buy-in and they need the support. And a lot of these guys don't want to be coached hard like that. Reek said it. You've got guys that have always been the best player on their team, the best player in the room. They've always been singled out. They've never been called out. And rare is that guy being called out in front of everybody else. You imagine? So you got like the cap who's constantly ignoring the ham on the sideline during timeouts. Can you imagine the ham running up on the cap and like, yo, man, remind me, we're paying you all this money for what? You didn't even take a shot in the fourth quarter. You gassed out completely. I mean, never, never. I'm not saying that Reek is the GOAT, like LeCap might be the GOAT, but he is one of the best players in the league. To Mike McDaniel's point, he's like, yo, dude, you are the best player in the league. How do you let that guy put hands on you like that? Remind me again. We're paying you all this money for what?
We pay you all this money for what?
So Mike McD had the so-called Coca-honus to actually say what other coaches won't. And remember, it's the cheetah who told us about Mike McD's Coca-honus in the first place.
Coca-honus.
He said that this guy needed a wheelbarrow for his gigantic Coca-honus.
Coca-honus.
I mean, honestly, that's shades of the hood man calling out bacon face right to his bacon face. You know, and in a lot of ways, I can remember way back in the day, I did an interview with Sparky Anderson, the great, great manager. And he would tell me that he would sometimes like go hard at Pete Rose. Because A, he knew Pete could take it. And B, it sent the message to the rest of the clubhouse that if I'm going as hard as I am against my most important guy, then none of you are above this. And that's why the hood would go that hard at Bacon Face, because he knew that Bacon Face could handle it, and that it sent a message to the rest of the locker room. Better times, though, for Hood Man, right? You know, back when he was actually ripping off Lombardis as opposed to being unemployed. Listen, the Dolphins still have a huge problem. Tua is much improved, but Tua is still not Mahomes. You know, like, I'm not saying that's a problem unique to Miami and Tua. It's the same problem that everybody in the UFC has, and it's a big problem. Also, Miami has other problems. Namely, they're not very good away from Miami, which makes it hard for them to win any playoff games on the road, let alone when those playoff games happen to be the fourth coldest game in NFL history. Never mind frigid KC, although I personally never will forget that. Forget frigid KC. Forget going on the road. There is something else working against Miami right now. And I don't know if you know this. This is an incredible stat. The Dolphins have not been able to find a playoff win of any kind in nearly a quarter of a century. I don't know if you knew this or not. Every other team in the NFL has won a playoff game since Miami last won a playoff game. Think about that for a second. So that's something else that Mike McDee is up against. A quarter century without even a hint of playoff success. And that's what I'm saying will change in Miami under Mike McDee. When I hear stuff like that from the Cheetah, that tells me that that's going to change. That these dudes will get there. I'm not going to guarantee a Lombardi. But I can all but guarantee a playoff win. And sooner than later. Man, I love that he hit that guy right between the eyes. Before I give you my last thought on this album, I'd like to hear that entire exchange one more time.
A lot of guys aren't used to that. A lot of guys aren't used to sitting inside of a meeting room, being the best player on their team their whole entire life, and then a coach saying, bro, you suck this play,
you ever, had somebody say that to you?
Oh, yeah, this year, Miami Dolphins. You know what I'm saying? Like, the play against Snead, the play the Chiefs. Everybody see this play against the Chiefs? Coming to the floor, he called me out. He like, Reek, bro, you supposed to be the best player in the league, and you got this guy putting hands all over you like that. It's for, man, we pay you all this money for what? And for me, I love that because I'm going to take that to heart, and I'm gonna get better from it. That'll never happen again to me in my life, man. You feel me?
I actually do, in that case, feel him. I think actually Reek, he handled that really well. Like, he's telling that story with pride. Like, he's not offended by that at all. He's telling, like, he couldn't wait to share that story. He's telling that story with pride, saying that it fires him up, and that he will never let that happen to him ever again.
You feel me?
I mean, if I hit any of the XR4 Ti with a, hey, remind me, we're paying you all this money for what? These guys, no offense, guys, these guys would be on a dead sprint to the radio portal looking for an easier gig that would pay them more money. So credit to McDee for not being afraid of losing his star receiver support, and credit to Reek for owning it and saying that it pumped him up and that he needs to be held accountable and not questioning it and not being a diva about it. I know these dudes have not won a playoff game in forever, but I still think it's not a question of if, but a matter of when. And again, I'm not saying they're Super Bowl bound, but I am saying with that genius, hilarious nerd leading them, getting up in the grill of his best player, holding them accountable, they'll get up off the mat soon enough. Again, especially when he's up in the grill of his best players telling them do better and asking them to remind him of why they're paying them so much.
Man, we pay you all this money for what?
For what? For what? That's the epitome of do better. You're supposed to be the best player in the league. Not even on this team, but in the league. Remind me again, we're paying you all this money for what? That is an incredible line.
You feel me?
I do, dude. I don't always feel you, Reek, but I do there.
Cocahones.
I like it. I love the story. I love your reaction to the story. We'll see how it plays out. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Kentucky. In case you missed it, we had Mark Pope on last hour. All energy. All energy, all respect, all humility, and all fired up. We go to Dave in Kentucky. Dave, what's going on? How are you?
Romy, listen, man. Listen to you and Mark Pope chop it up, man. I'm ready to run through a brick wall. Matter of fact, I just pulled my vehicle over, jumped some dude's fence, and just hit his horse right in the mouth, man. Romy, listen, man, I'm at Rupp Arena last Sunday. Been there so many times. Never felt anything like it, man. The energy was incredible. And let me address Cowboy fans, Romy, if you don't mind, man. Cowboy fans, how do you feel about your supreme leader, the Jera, pledging to double the NIL bid for any Kentucky recruits that comes to Arkansas? That's right, Cowboy fan. The same Jera that's refused to spend one red penny during the offseason free agency to make your sorry underachieving team any better. Jera Calipari, the two biggest underachievers in the history of organized sports together at last. Suck it, pig friggers. BBN is out.
My man, David Kentucky, rack him too. He's got a question for you, Arkansas fan. How does that feel? Jera is Arkansas through and through. He's a hog through and through. Why is he pushing any money towards UK? Great question. So that's a member of the BBN saying, hey, Romy, I've been in RUP so many times in my life, and I've never felt the kind of energy that I felt that day. What the story is, Jarrah is offering Kentucky commits double to come to Arkansas. See, now that would suggest to me all in. That's all in.
What?
All in is not trying to find a way to save a little money, to sign guys who are already under contract.
That's all in.
That's not all in. That's all nonsense. All in is offering players double what Kentucky is offering to come to Arkansas.
What do you mean?
Cowboy fan would love that kind of commitment.
That's all in.
Anyway, BBN, if there were 22,000 of you that jammed that arena that day, and there are a couple of thousand more on the outside trying to get in, I guarantee right now listening, Dave in Kentucky was not the only guy in that building that day. What was it like in that building that day? What was the energy like? How did it feel? And then how optimistic are you about the future? It really was one of the most remarkable turnarounds. You know, when Cal left, and then you had all these huge names that were being rumored, and then Mark Pope, I'm just being real, Mark Pope got that gig, there seemed to be a lot of disappointment from the BBN. But then a couple of days later, when it came time to introduce him, they all picked themselves up and rallied around the guy, and to Mark Pope's point, the program. Only the BBN could pull something like that off. This is why we constantly talk about Big Blue Nation, BBN, how it's so tough, how it's so different, how it's so unique, how it's so incredible when things are great. But I've never seen a fan base like that. He said, I love the way he positioned it, that there's never been anything like that in college sports or maybe in the history of sports. And then he did compare it to, like, it's like Packer football. It's true. And ordinarily, can you imagine somebody, and I love BYU, I do, but could you imagine somebody coming out of Provo and dropping in into Lex Vegas for that? Maybe they don't show up 22 grand strong unless it's one of their own, but then again, it's the BBN. Maybe for a hotshot coach. But just imagine the cultural change and the intensity and the heat of leaving Provo and dropping into Lexington for that. And again, maybe it's not as hot if it's not a former player that won a natty. But like he said, the only thing that's keeping him grounded, really, in all the mayhem and the energy is the fact that he came home. He came home and he saw a bunch of familiar faces. Otherwise, I just cannot imagine. You know, you might even argue like, well, Rome, come on. Kentucky wouldn't hire the head coach at BYU unless he won a natty here. Fair. Maybe. I'm just saying it takes a certain breed, a certain different cat. It would take a guy like John Calipari. It would take a guy like Mark Pope to just show up in the midst of all of that, that hysteria, and be able to handle it. Now, there's handling the presser. And then there's handling the gig. There's handling the job. There's handling the expectations. There's say what you want about Cal. And maybe the BBN, y'all were tired of him in the end. But that's a tough act to follow. It's going to be fascinating. And the fact that Cal is still in the SEC is going to be amazing to watch. The whole thing's going to be incredible. So Wildcat fan, I'm asking you, where the hell are you at right now? Were you there that day? All right, when we come back, a couple things I want to hit on. Colorado Buffalo football, and Jameis Winston going Jameis Winston once again. ATP would be nice. It's Monday. Ask the pros. Ask me anything you want. Hit me up. 1-800-636-8686. What, no love for Alvy? Alvy gave you 4 prize picks. I haven't hit that yet, but I will. It's just that it was complex, Alvy. O'Reilly Auto Parts can take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. Veriscan is a free service to pull us from over 600 million vehicle scans confirmed by ASE certified technicians to provide a simple report and possible fixes. The professional parts people can recommend a repair shop if necessary. O'Reilly Veriscan, a free check engine light testing program available exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, some reaction. Good reaction coming up in a minute. Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Try Syntec today exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Sky Rides Jim. I didn't hear a word Dave in Kentucky said after that thing about the horse. He hit a horse in the mouth? A fence? Hit a horse? I'm still not sure. Can Alvin help out? Before you do that, Alvin, I have to admit, I have no idea what he said either. And I was trying to figure out what that whole thing meant. And when I asked the guys on the other side of the glass if they knew, they didn't know. So they played it back and they still don't know. So why don't we all listen together and see if we could somehow decode exactly what he said and what he meant.
Listen, man, listen to you and Mark Pope chop it up, man. I'm ready to run through a brick wall. Matter of fact, I just pulled my vehicle over, jumped some dude's fence, and just hit his horse right in the mouth, man. Romy, listen, man.
Did he say he jumped some dude's fence? Or did... Did you... Wait, he pulled over and jumped a fence and hit a horse in the mouth? Or he went like Billy Joel and jumped a fence and ran into a horse?
Matter of fact, I just pulled my vehicle over, jumped some dude's fence, and just hit his horse right in the mouth, man. Romy, listen, man.
Why would you hit a horse in the mouth, brah? I mean, I know you're hyped up, but is that how you express? Is that what you do when you're hyped up,
what?
BBN? You go find the nearest horse and hit him in the mouth?
Matter of fact, I just pulled my vehicle over, jumped some dude's fence, and just hit his horse right in the mouth, man. Romy, listen, man.
Well, with your fist or with your car? You pulled the car over and looked for the nearest horse to punch in the face?
Matter of fact, I just pulled my vehicle over, jumped some dude's fence, and just hit his horse right in the mouth, man.
Bro, you know I love horses. If I had known that that interview was going to produce people pulling their cars over to jump fences to hit a horse in the mouth, I would have never done the interview. And I love Mark Pope.
In fact, I just pulled my vehicle over, jumped some dude's fence, and just hit his horse right in the mouth, man. Romy, listen.
All right, so I've heard it five times, and I'm still not exactly sure what he said or what it means.
What?
Like Alex Karras in Blazing Saddles when you knock out a horse?
Matter of fact, I just pulled my vehicle over, jumped some dude's fence, and just hit his horse right in the mouth, man. Romy, listen, man, I'm at Rough Arena.
Bro, you pulled your vehicle over, you jumped some dude's fence, and you hit the horse right in the mouth.
I
got a feeling that if that dude who owns that horse saw you hit a horse in the mouth, he'd probably have a little something for you, too. Man, you must have been fired up.
Matter of fact, I just pulled my vehicle over, jumped some dude's fence, and just hit his horse right in the mouth, man. Romy, listen.
The owner of that horse has got something for you. PETA's got something for you. Horse lover's got something for you. What, you don't love, you're not a true member, card-carrying member of the BBN until you pull your car over, jump a dude's fence, and hit a horse in the mouth? Jimbo. Anyway, address that, Joe. Did that help? Joe and Casey, did that help? Jimbo, I'm a lifelong Bills fan, so of course I loathe the Dolphins. But McDaniel is awesome. Please get him on the Reinvention Project ASAP. Can't get enough of him. War the NFL draft being over so we can stop being bludgeoned with these stupid mock drafts. Tim, well written. He's right, dude. We do need to get to the draft to get away from these No. To stop from getting bludgeoned by these stupid mock drafts. Hey, I'm not going to lie. We've tried to run down McD. I'm not sure what his deal is. I don't know if he's not getting the message or if he's getting the message and wants nothing to do with it. I would talk to him on any platform we have. I love the guy. Dear Jim, say what you will about Tyreek the man, but that's one of the funniest drops I've ever heard on this show. War nerds holding diva wideouts accountable. Revenge of the Nerds, part two.
It's, man, we pay you all this money for what?
It's an amazing line from a head coach to drop on a wide receiver who he says you're supposed to be the best player in the league. Nerd! How are you going to let that guy put hands on you like that? Remind me, we're paying you all that money for what?
You feel me?
I do. Here's Left. Left doing what Left does. You never know when Left's going to show up. And then, well, other than the smack off. And then Left will show up and do things like this. Really enjoyed the interview with University of Kentucky coach Mark Pope. We also look forward to our interview with you. Yours? Priest Holmes. Alvy, you should at least give the guy a bell. Yours? Priest Holmes. Brian Cardinal and Robert Parrish. Left. There's the Laguna Beach bully right there. Hey, Left, you forgot Barry Church. Wouldn't laconic, quote, Kirky or Quirky, Ivy League, Big Cojones, not physically impressive or imposing. He'd fit right in with the XR4 Ti. True. True. Except the guy is an NFL head coach. I like Wooden and Laconic dissing anybody about anything when he's Wooden and Laconic.
It's, man, we pay you all this money for what?
What kind of diss is that? The guy's an NFL head coach. What, you mean we might end up like that? We might end up being an NFL head coach. We might end up being one of 31. Ooh, sick burn, Wooden. Roasted. Damn, dude, we're all on fire. That's some lava there, Wooden. Damn, Wooden. I guess we should all quit. I guess I should give back my Hall of Fame trophy. I guess Chalk should give back his degree from Columbia. Damn, sick burn, Wooden. Who would you trust more? Somebody whose handle is at Wooden and Laconic or somebody whose handle is at Bourbon Wes? I'll bet you anything Bourbon Wes is a Kentucky fan. Let's see. Love to hear our new guy at Coach Mark Pope in the jungle today. Let's hope he receives some jungle karma and it helps him bag some of the top guys in the portal. Hashtag BBN. I like that. No, I feel you, Wes. And it seems to me I'm not there. But knowing Mark Pope the way I know Mark Pope, knowing how hard he goes, knowing how much he cares, and knowing how he gets the BBN, he gets the Wildcats, he understands that job and the standard, he's doing everything in his power to get top guys in the portal. He's trying. JD in the Jungle writes, Jimmy, I agree with Mark Pope. It would suck to leave all the relationships back at BYU. Regards, Mormons with multiple wives. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Dude, you've been warned. JD, I don't know if that's a burner account. I don't know what your deal is. And I block almost nobody. Shut up, head. I'm not taking reactions from, quote, Mormons. Because we're not going to group any set of group of people like that. Run down any group you want, any race, any religion. We're not doing that. And especially, quote, Mormons with multiple wives. What's the matter with you, Rome? Lighten up, man. That's funny. Not really. Not to me. Hey, JD, ask yourself if it's worth it. That's a warning. Ah, breaking news. at Rap Sheet on X platform. Quote, former Jets starting quarterback and number two pick Zach Wilson is on the move. Sources say he's being traded to the, wait for it. If I were to say to you, who needs a quarterback? And we know they need a quarterback. Everybody knows they need a quarterback. And if I were to also say to you, their head coach is known for developing quarterbacks, getting the most out of quarterbacks, except for one quarterback, I'll give you a hint, who was a sack of potatoes, and the two of them did not see eye to eye. Who do you think that team might be? Wow. Ed Rapsheet, former Jets starting quarterback and number two pick, Zach Wilson, is on the move. Sources say he's being traded to the Broncos, hoping for a fresh start. The deal includes a late-round pick swap, sixth for a seventh, and the Jets will pay some of Wilson's roughly $5.5 million salary. Rapsheet continues, and before I read this, let me just ask the question. How you like this for a quarterback room?
What?
The Broncos, this is at Rapsheet, the Broncos now have Zach Wilson, Jarrett Stidham, and Ben DiNucci in their QB room. Will they add another? If Chad Henne's available. Hey, Bronco country. Reaction. I mean, I love Sean Payton.
Broncos country.
I love Sean Payton. And there's got to be more to this plan than that.
Broncos country.
Because that's not a plan at all.
Broncos country.
If the plan, listen, that's not a plan. There's got to be more to that plan. Because that's no plan at all unless the plan is to have the worst quarterback room in NFL history. Unless the plan is to lose as many games as possible.
Yeah, I'm going to make that dude's life hell in practice every day.
Who, Stidhams? DiNucci?
It's windy.
Sean Payton?
Broncos country?
Holy crap.
It's windy as hell out there too, guys.
My man, you know there's wind in Denver.
It's windy as
Listen,
hell out there too,
guys. If you have another plan and your plan involves getting a stud or a potential stud and you think you've got a project in Zach and maybe you can somehow pull from him what the Jets could not and rehabilitate him and rebuild him, maybe. Otherwise, I'm looking at a quarterback room, and I know they've got some financial issues, but I'm looking at a quarterback room with Zach Wilson, Jarrett Stidham, and Ben DiNucci. I'll wait and see what the rest of the plan is, because I know that's not the plan. Wow. Bronco country.
Broncos country.
Let's react.
Let's rock.
Listen, if the plan is to run this thing into the ground, hit rock bottom before we pick ourselves back up and get that draft pick, if the plan is to tank, then I see you working. And you thought your new uniforms were your biggest problem. You know what they always say, look bad, play bad, don't get paid at all. It's one thing to put your players in that gear. It's another to put the Coug Hunter in that gear. I'll tell you what, if that's the plan, they're not hunting anything but the top pick. Now, Bronco country, reaction.
Broncos country.
Let's puke?
Let's rock.
What do you think? You knew he'd end up somewhere. As long as you got that guy, go ahead and start him. If that's your plan. Don't even have a quarterback competition. Just start him. Well, that's going to be wild. I'm going to assume there's more to it than that, unless the plan is to hit rock bottom and tank. I want your reaction. This says, Rome, Broncos country, I see ghosts.
Broncos country.
Signed, Zach in Denver.
Seeing ghosts.
Dino in Vegas. I don't know, Dino, maybe it's just me. But I think that's Sam Darnold you're talking about. Dino, I've never seen anybody on this show get more things wrong about sports than you. And music.
I can't wait.
Dude, your sports takes are horrible and your music is even worse.
I can't wait.
Wow, Dino. Dino, my man. Don't take this the wrong way, but I can't wait. I can't wait for you to disappear, brah. And delete your online accounts. And forget that this show and I even exist. Dude, I know what you're going to do, Dino. You're going to act like a troll and start getting things wrong on purpose when you already were trying to get things right. Don't do it. There's no way out, Dino. Chris in Milwaukee writes, Jimmy, hopefully I'll be able to pass DiNucci on the right-hand side of the depth chart. Yours, Zach Wilson. WAP Nerd 11's in. MILF Country, let's ride.
Broncos Country, let's ride.
Signed, the MILF Hunter. All right, now we're getting somewhere.
Brick.
Why, Alvin? It's just getting good now. Alvin, I'm in the middle of a MILF Country, let's ride take.
Broncos Country, let's ride.
Gas, groceries, MILFs, utilities, you name it. Just kidding. No, gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare, with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare you're stuck in and your options for getting rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families that have terrible timeshares for over a decade and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. They might be able to help you, too, to get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley right now for your free timeshare exit kit. See how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333, 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333. It is time to answer your Ask the Pros question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all your car care needs, get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hi, Jim. Have you ever pulled the Do You Know Who the Hell I Am card? Thanks, Matt. No. No, never, obviously. Never will.
You know who the hell I am?
If you have to ask, he could. If you have to ask, they either don't know or they don't care. It's not going to work either way. It's such a bag move whenever a celebrity or an athlete or a public figure tries to throw that card. But you know, the thing is, it obviously works or they wouldn't do it. Or they're just used to being that entitled. Hi, Jim. Is Mystery Mike older than Ritt or younger than Savage? Thanks, Bella B in Calgary. Well, Bella, if I answered, he wouldn't be Mystery Mike, would he?
They're all buttholes out there. They really are.
It's a gigantic range, though, right? Older than Ritt, so like older than 65. Younger than Savage. Younger than 27. Brian C. and SP. Jim, is Mystery Mike the dawn of the Midwest Mafia, and from Indy. Oh, that's a great conspiracy theory. Yeah, we hired Mike from Indy to be a part of the build-out of the staff.
I do declare!
I can't even get Mike to call the show. How am I going to get him to work full-time on the show and move from Indy to Cali? No, Mystery Mike is not Mike from Indy. Johnny Pilot writes, if the XR4TI was being held hostage by a foreign dictator and the only way to secure their release was to bring back the Rat Family or the piece of crap list, which one do you bring back? Hashtag ask the pros. All right, it's not the piece of crap list. It's the piece of crap club. And I don't deal in hypotheticals. Now we're done.
Now I'm done.
Clones, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy, and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags, so you can sample different flavors and find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? My thanks to Mark Pope, new head basketball coach at Kentucky, Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, the XR4TI. Clones, decent job by you. Do better tomorrow. See you then. We're out.